And they would grade teachers here in Pontotoc, right over here at this courthouse.
They would.
Yes, they would grade them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know one of the superintendents of that. He lived here quite a number of years, right back across here, not far, Mr. Oh. Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the teachers would get their grade at that time.
I see. What would you call a lady teacher? Would you call her
Josie?
A school marm, or what?
How yes. Would you, yes.
A lady teacher, yeah. Or how would they refer to her?
I don't know why.
I don't know. In what way do you mean?
Would they call her, if you saw her go down the street, would you say, now there goes the school teacher, or the school marm, or how would you say that?
Well, if she were going down the street here in Pontotoc, you mean?
Yes.
Well, we would just use the word then, Miss Joseph Dandridge, as she passed going down the street just now. Something like that, you know. That was our teacher.
Or if somebody would say, it's Miss Josie, but who is she? Say she is the...
She's your teacher. Yeah,
she's our teacher.
I see.
Yes.
And were you known, were the young people who went to school, did you call them pupils or students, or how did you...
Well, in them going to school,
scholars.
We just say the students, something like that, you know, that goes to our school, if we're referring to something like that, to speak of them, you know. There goes one of our students. I use it in that poem.
Suppose a student started off to school, but he decided to go fishing instead. What would you say he did?
Well, you broke the rules of our...
Would you say he played hooky, or...?
Hooky, today.
I see.
He failed to go.
And if somebody didn't go to school and he should have, what would happen to him?
Well, he'd get it bowling out, you might say, you know, but not...
They ever use a switch on him?
Yes, and let me tell you something else since you spoke that. You would have an idea now it wouldn't work. Our teacher, this very Josie Dandridge at that time, would hold a hand like that and take the switch. I don't guess the teachers do that now.
Hello.
Hold it down like that, you know, tightly. And then draw your clothes tight if she is whipping, you know, on the back. And whenever one of our, it is two boys on the last, the older ones, going right up here to school, when it burned out, this school is going now, the teachers would say when one, she called the two of us her bright stars. And when one failed to be there in school, she'd say, "Don't wonder what's the matter with my stars, they've done gone out. They're not shining today."
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going on to tell you the different matters.
That's exactly what I'm interested in.
Yes, and two bright stars.
One
thing.
How did they have the different grades arranged? Would you explain, for example, how old were you when you started to school, and how were the grades?
Well, I can't explain that indirectly of the ages and which way they was arranged, but they wasn't directly arranged by ages, but by one that was more apt, you know, in the studies. In the study of, just say, for arithmetic, well, it don't refer to ages in them times. Just according to your qualification.
I see.
You see what I'm speaking about.